Millions of South Sudanese started voting today in a long-awaited independence referendum that is expected to see their war-ravaged region emerge as a new nation. Huge queues built up outside polling stations before dawn in the southern capital Juba to cast their ballot. The referendum was promised in a 2005 peace deal that ended Africa's longest civil war. Bishop Edward Hiboro Kusala of Tambora Yambio in Sudan says this referendum is an opportunity for permanent peace.
For me, I will not go to challenges. I want to really be a positive person always. And I see it as an opportunity. The referendum is an opportunity for people of Sudan. We are coming to a possibility which we never had. You know, when someone is giving you a chance, I'm hungry and you give me food or you give something else, a stone or a red cooked food and something not cooked, I think I get the cooked one because it's ready. And then later I will be able to work for to earn more, to have energy to do more. So to me, the referendum is not a challenge. It is an opportunity that we can use for permanent peace in Sudan and forever. If we use this chance well, wisely, with informed conscience, we will prevent war and a lot of human suffering in this country.
Meanwhile, John Ashworth from the Sudan Ecumenical Forum is in the country for the vote. He says there are tensions in some areas over the right of self-determination.
The problem in the Nuba Mountains and Blue Nile is that they do not have the right of self-determination. They have popular consultation. And there's a fundamental problem with that, that in both Southern Kordofan and Blue Nile, a decision would be made by the state legislatures, the state parliaments, and that decision would not represent the view, the aspirations of many of the people on the ground. And we feel there is a real danger that this could escalate into violence, because people who find that they have no right of self-determination, and I think we should add that many of those people didn't know that they don't have the right of self-determination until very recently. Because dissemination of the CPA was so poor, many of those people thought they did have a referendum for secession until very recently. So tension has already been stoked up. They found out that they've been cheated. Many of them would use that language. They've been cheated. They've been betrayed by the CPA process. So already there's a lot of tension. If they then find that a decision is made by their parliament, which they don't agree with, that tension can very easily spill over into violence. And the problem with those two areas, and Abyei being transitional areas, if violence breaks out there, it's likely to draw the whole country back into the war, whether we like it or not. So it's incredibly dangerous.